Okay, and now we have this is to Grace's amendment. This is amendment to Grace amendment as amended.
Okay, Aaron.
Is any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
Chair, can you ask if there are any objections?
I thought I heard an objection. Are there any objections?
No, she was voting.
Oh, are there any objections to the Grace Amendment as amended? Okay, without objection, this amendment is attached. And now we'll go to Adriana's original motion as amended by Grace Amendment as amended. So everybody understand what we're doing, hopefully.
Can you please read it?
Janet? Can you read what we have?
Okay, the IED is to direct the posting. No, is that the one? No, that's a...
This is going to be Grace's amendment and it's Serene's amendment.
Yes. Right. The IED is to direct the posting of the PNB Secretary's report on write-ins on the election website and to solicit assistance by a balanced team of volunteers or true ballot to reprocess all the votes in the 2016 elections and hire a NES if she decided that it is necessary. And the PNB will, this is Serene's amendment. That this meeting be continued to on Thursday, January 12th, 2017, with the first course of business being the 2016 elections, and then Grace's amendment that any recount or revisiting of the election should be preceded by the following: public posting of all ballot files, all reasons that make any recount or reviewing of the election a necessary and or desirable process, an estimate of all steps that need to be taken, what qualifications are needed to fulfill these steps, whether or not a new NES needs to be hired to recertify this election, a report from the IED as if any monies are still owed the NES or the LESers and LESs and any cost involved in completing the above.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry,
yes.
Point of information.
Who is that?
Any objections?
Jan Zittman, point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Jan?
Does the posting of the secretary's report include the posting of all of the election files? Because I was under the impression that that's what we were talking about, was posting the election files.
Was that included in what you just read?
No.
Well, that's what we're...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
It's included in the amendment.
Yes.
Oh, it's included in the amendment. Okay, fine, thank you.
Okay.
Where?
Objection to...
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
We vote no to stand. It means that the only option that we have is a vote directly to a vote. Please, Mr. Chair, do not allow delay.
I can't hear what you said. I didn't hear what you just said. I don't know.
You didn't hear? Do you repeat it?
She said that we are out of time. The only thing that is appropriate is to vote. So that the convention just
No, we had a question related to what the vote was. That was appropriate to hear what a person... Individuals need to know what they're voting on. That's what the question was related.
Mr. Chair, what she has read.
Well, she had a question to understand what she's voting on. That's appropriate. So that's not out of order. That's not a point of order. So we're going to go to the vote. Is there any objection to the motion that's read? Any objection? Okay. Motion is approved without objection. Okay, the next item we have on the agenda... Janet, I believe that's your item.
Yes. Okay.
Point of order. Aren't we way past adjournment time? I'm sorry.
Please. No, we extended the time to 12 o'clock, if you will.
Sorry. Okay, sorry for the interruption.
10 minutes.
I apologize.
Okay. Did everybody get the motion? Or Janet, could you read it or summarize your motion?
I will read it. Whereas this is a motion regarding the KPFA LSB January 7, 2017 retreat. Whereas the KPFA LSB has been taking actions beyond its purview as a standing committee of the PNB, claiming it is, quote, protecting itself from Pacifica, including discussing and approving proposals at its November 19, 2016 meeting to deal with Pacifica's so-called financial crisis, one of which explores KPFA LSB filing a lawsuit against Pacifica and another for the KPFA LSB to start its own 501c3 to, quote, catch the KPFA license should Pacifica be forced into dissolution, end quote. And whereas the LSB retreats are to, whereas LSB retreats are to address how LSBs work and not to discuss Pacifica matters that influence the opinions of LSB members. And whereas the KPFA LSB held a closed LSB retreat on May 22, 2016, and has scheduled another for January 7, 2017, both focusing on what they call the, quote, Pacifica crisis, thus violating the CPB open meeting requirements. And whereas public broadcasting is the business of Pacifica, its governance, its management, and its finances. And whereas KPFA LSB Chair Carol Travis's justification of legality of the January 7th retreat is misleading at best, claiming that providing financial information, inviting former CFO Sam Agarwal to talk about Pacifica's financial condition, and discussing the proposals referred to above is not about public broadcasting. Be it resolved that given that the purpose of the KPFA LSB January 7, 2017 repeat is an, quote, orientation information transfer regarding the immediate crisis in Pacifica, end quote, that this retreat should be held as an open meeting, which has not been noticed. The PNB directs the KPFA LSB chair to cancel the January 7, 2017 retreat. And furthermore, be it resolved that if the January 7, 2017 retreat is not canceled, the PNB shall consider the convening of the retreat slash meeting an outright act of insubordination against its LSB bylaws defined purview as a standing committee of the PNB, and I'd like to motivate this.
I second.
90 seconds motivation, timekeeper, Nancy. Yes. Janet?
Okay. Yes. At the August 9th, 2016 KPFA LSB meeting, when discussing the May 22nd retreat, Brian Edwards Seekert said, quote, there's a cross-factional dialogue group here that has been trying to talk big picture challenges facing Pacifica structurally, and we thought we were getting along well enough that we could propose a retreat for the local station board and kind of widen the circle of the conversation, end quote. This so-called cross-factional dialogue group is what has become known as the crisis group, an unofficial, self-described Bay Area-centered group that includes some elected listener and staff KPFA LSB members and some non-elected listener and staff members. KPFA Chair, LSB Chair Travis, Margie, Brian, and Lewis Sawyer are among its 12 co-founders. The group meets in secret. The KPFA LSB proposals, some of which plan the fate of WBAI, came from the crisis group, and both retreats advanced the agenda of the crisis group, not the interests of Pacifica or KPFA. The KPFA LSB chair is using her position as a bully pulpit for this. Any such retreat should be open to the public, and I urge you to vote for this motion to have the closed retreat scheduled for Saturday canceled.
Margie for the SAC.
So we got Margie and
Grace for the SAC. Grace for the SAC.
Serene, please.
Oh. Serene, and then I'll put myself on the stack. But we got Margie, Grace, Serene, and myself. Margie.
Thank you.
Adriana.
Adriana.
I am just floored, completely floored by this. You have a group of people who doesn't believe that Pacifica is in the grips of a factional struggle. Who doesn't believe that? Tell me. Okay. We have been, yes, there is a group of us who have been meeting, cross-factional people who have been meeting with the support of their individual factions, not the LSB, but the support of the factions, to talk about what we can agree on and to figure out a way of communicating that makes it possible for us to move forward and deal with the critical issues facing this network. And now, you know, so there's a group of people who want to have a conversation that is not observed in the public, that does not invite people to come with their factional agendas and poison the atmosphere in the room. We had a very successful retreat in May, and I'm sorry Janet didn't like it, but we didn't make any decisions. We didn't even deliberate on anything. We exchanged ideas. We provided information, and that's what we're going to do. Well, I'm not going to be there because I'm no longer on the LSB. But, you know, you guys, this is a group of people who want to solve problems. We've come up with some ideas. We've forwarded them to you. And now you're going to say, oh, you don't get to do that? First of all, under the powers and responsibilities of the LSBs in the bylaws, I think Section M totally covers what we're trying to do. We get to talk about what the problems are and be not make any motions, not make any decisions, not deliberate. That's not what it's for. It's for like an exchange of ideas, an exchange of information, and a growing a body of people who want to help, who want to fix something. And you know, and there's all this crap about the duties and responsibilities of the LSB. Well, give me a break. It's like we get to do this, I think. In fact, it is our responsibility to do this. And I urge every other LSB in this network to do exactly the same thing, to have a closed-door meeting and talk to yourselves and talk to each other and listen really hard when people you think you don't agree with talk and pay attention to what they're saying. That's what we're doing, and it's the right thing to do.
Okay, Grace.
Okay, I'd like to read a short definition. Freedom of assembly, sometimes used interchangeably with the freedom of association, is the individual right or ability of people to come together and collectively express, promote, pursue, and defend their ideas. The right to freedom of association is recognized as a human right, a political right, and a civil liberty. I say that, of course, if any decisions were made, they would be invalid per our bylaws. But we cannot prohibit any group of people from communicating together should they so choose. It's a violation of their civil liberties. We shouldn't even be discussing this. It's improper.
Okay, Serene.
And this is Lydia to the SEC.
All right, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So I'm not in front of the motions, but I know I remember hearing at least one characterization of someone's presentation being misleading. So I would ask that language be removed. But I do not believe that it is appropriate for... I think retreats are a good thing. I think it's good that people talk, and I think it's excellent when people who don't normally agree with each other talk, because you don't just need the echo chamber. But I do think that if a board is meeting, then we have to follow the, unless we're dealing with the specific issues that allow us to have a closed meeting, we have to have an open meeting. So unless we're discussing, you know, legal issues or issues requiring confidential advice, et cetera, that we should not be meeting to discuss foundation business in closed session. I do think that a retreat that helps people learn how to speak with each other with a modicum of respect is, you know, needed every week by every, you know, or every section of Pacifica, including among staff and definitely among the boards. But I would ask that the language, that any personalized language, be removed from the motion.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
I'm next, and I just want to say I'm 100% against this motion. I think it's a very dangerous and a slippery slope when a P&B start directing LSBs that you cannot retreat, have a retreat, and what you can discuss at your retreat. Any LSB can discuss recommendations for the Pacifica, whether it's the local station or Pacifica, and submit those recommendations. They have every right to do that. And a retreat is not a formal meeting. A retreat is just an informal get-together. We have them all the time. I don't think there's a requirement whether they should be open. That's just an informal meeting of the delegates. And I think it's a dangerous precedence for this body to be directing and ordering an LSB not to hold a retreat, to have informal discussions about solutions. So I would be 100% against it. P&B has authority to do this, to direct the chair of an LSB and an LSB that you cannot hold a retreat, and then to dictate what you can discuss at your retreat. So I think it's a dangerous precedent, and I am 100% against this. And I really
point
don't
of
think
order.
It. Okay, the next person I have on the stack is Adriana.
Yeah, and point of order. It's midnight.
I'm sorry, Michael, you had a point of order?
It's midnight. Time is up.
Oh.
Chair, may I move to extend?
Sure, yeah. What's your...
I move to extend 15 minutes, the meeting by 15 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to extend 15 minutes?
Second.
Is there an objection to extending this 15 minutes?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on extending this item for 15 minutes?
Yes, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown?
Yes.
Who is that?
Yes.
Who just said yes?
Brown.
Brown, sorry. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman? Can't hear you.
Pass. Sorry.
Pass.
Pass.
Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Rongaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Robert?
I'm sorry, this is on extending?
Yes.
How much?
15.
Huh. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yes. Sawyer.
Sawyer votes no.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Bethune didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier. You passed?
No.
No. Goodman, you passed?
No.
No. Novick, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza didn't hear you?
No.
No.
No. Patel Adams didn't hear you? Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, this fails.
Okay, we'll now have to go to a vote on this particular motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the motion on the floor about the retreat motion?
Yes, this is, okay, Aaron.
Point of fact, we're voting to prohibit their meeting, their retreat, is that it?
Their meeting is to be canceled, yes.
Okay, so I vote no.
No. Alexander?
I vote no.
No. Bethune?
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown? Can't hear you. Castaneve?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
I pass.
Pass. Sawyer?
No.
No. Sorden? Can't hear you. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier, you pass?
No.
No. Thornton, Novick, you pass?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams didn't hear you. Roberts, you passed.
I abstain.
Abstain. Sorden didn't hear you.
Vote yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 5 yes, 7 no, 4 abstentions, 0. Well, okay. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
5 yes, 8 no, 4 abstentions. This fails.
Okay.
Forward.
How much time we got left? I guess we extended it for... Is our time keep on?
Yes,
point
sir.
Of order, the time was up.
We still have 8 minutes, and we have a second motion. Yes.
Yeah, but how much will our time keep on the call?
The time to extend, the motion to extend failed.
Did the motion to extend fail?
No.
It did not. It did not get 2/3.
Janet,
yes, sir.
It did not get 2/3.
The motion to extend 15 minutes failed.
Everybody stop talking. Janet, what would... What did we do on the motion?
The motion to extend 15 minutes failed.
That's right.
It did not get 2/3.
We're out of time. Okay, so that concludes our meeting. We have a continuation meeting on the next Thursday, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Goodbye, everybody.